The Burt Show.
I'm concerned, I'm impressed, and I felt so satisfied yesterday. I don't know how long I've been in this relationship with Instagram. I'm not exactly sure what year I joined, but it yesterday proved to me in the most fulfilling and concerning ways that it knows me better than anyone else in the world. And I'll tell you how I know this. And I don't know if you guys have ever, this is the first time this magical time has ever happened to me. This magical and dysfunctional time has ever happened to me. So after we do the show, I just need a breather, man. We've been talking 4.5, 5 hours. And I just need to defrag for a couple of minutes. So I go downstairs where I know everybody will leave me alone. I can eat my breakfast / lunch, but I'm only down there for 10 minutes, right? So usually when I'm doing that, I just do some mindless scrolling. I like this video. It makes me chuckle. This one I have no interest in, so I just go by that one. You know, same thing you do, right? For 10 minutes yesterday, every single video that Instagram suggested in my reel was gold, and I couldn't get out of the algorithm current.
Like giddy gold?
Giddy gold.
Yay.
Really giddy gold. I sent Amanda so many reels because they were all so perfect. Like, it knew me perfectly. There was one about ADHD where there's a girl doing everything that she's not supposed to be doing just a couple of seconds before the directions are telling her what to do, and she's already messed it up. There's another one here of... Have you guys seen the challenge of a married couple that's looking right into the camera, and it's the this is my current wife and I challenge? So they're married, and he says my current wife and I, and then before he can say anything, she like reacts to it. This woman throat chopped him.
Yeah.
And it was, that was only like the second one, but the way she did it was so funny. And it was 10 minutes of pure escape, and every single one was more gold than the other one, and I felt so concerned but so satisfied at the same time.
It's a milestone for you and Instagram and your relationship.
Yes.
Instagram finally gets you.
It really does, like 100%, because generally if you're scrolling for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, you don't watch all of them. You watch one, and then you watch 2 seconds of the other one, and you realize, this is not for me, and you scroll to the next one. Not on this day.
Aw, it only took 13 years. I looked it up. You joined in April of 2012.
Well, we are a team. We are a team now. All right, so for those of you that find yourself with less and less patience these days, Cassie has a cure for you, but you might not like it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, as the, you know, chief digital officer, the person who like over all the social media, that I'm going to be making this recommendation. But I noticed recently I've had zero patience, right? My bucket for my patience or levels are very low. And yes, I have a lot going on in my life. So I'm giving myself some grace, but it's something I wanted to work on because it's not helpful for anyone. And it's especially not helpful when you live with 2 kids, 5 and under in an RV.
Well, let's just stop there for just 1 second, okay? Because I know you are giving yourself some credit, but let's give you even more credit. What you have gone through the last couple of years here, and it seems to be peaking right now of stress, the fact that you don't have any patience makes 100% perfect sense. And to me, this is the last time you should, I mean, the last, this is the worst timing to try to better yourself when it comes to patience, because it's not possible.
It is a bad time, but I do think there's a fix. And unfortunately, I was having this conversation with my sister the other day. When you are a parent, and you guys know this, you don't really have time to do that. Like, your kids, they care about you, but they don't care what's going on in your life, and they don't understand. So all they see is maybe mom's a little more impatient than normal. And it's not like I'm yelling at them or anything, but I find myself like getting frustrated very quickly, and I don't like that. And it's not anyone in my family. Well, it's not my husband or my kids' fault, right? And I don't want, it's no one's fault really. And it's just something I don't want to do around my family. So whenever I have an issue that I'm like, I got to look at it and see how I can fix it. And so I just have to turn off everything else and compartmentalize and deal with what's in front of me. And that's being a mom. So I realized after a little research, it's obvious, and most of people will know this, but I dug into it a little bit deeper to see if there was a scientific backing. And there is. TikTok is ruining your attention span, and yes. so are Reels. It's called like a dopamine brain, and mm-hmm. studies have shown that it's such a reward system. Like, so you watch this good video, you get the dopamine rush, and then you hit the next one. But all it's also doing, it's not only keeping you on the apps longer, it's reinforcing shorter attention spans. And like 2024 graduates are struggling academically because of TikTok, because of those shortened attention spans. And so I was like, I wonder if I give up TikTok, which is going to be hard because I really love it. And I love it because I learned so much from it. I actually use it kind of like, it was a joke in my family. My grandfather used to sit down and literally just read encyclopedias because he liked learning. And my dad loves YouTube videos. He'll go to like Khan Academy and just watch videos. And TikTok was like my version of bite-sized digestible like information. But I'm like, I can't keep on like this. So 2 weeks ago, I stopped scrolling on TikTok, and I find myself still picking it up. And for a while there, I had to enlist my husband because I'd pick up my phone to do something and find myself on Instagram Reels. And he's like, are you watching Reels? And I'm like,
I don't even know how I got here.
It's
yes.
true.
Yeah. I was like blacked out. I was like, what do you mean? I'm like three Reels deep, and I picked up my phone to use the calculator app. Like, how is this happening? And I can say now after 2 weeks, I've had a couple slip ups. My attention span is much better really? And my patience levels have started to refill and I'm able to handle like short stress, things that should stress me out quickly, a lot more easily.
Okay. So everything you're saying,
I know. I did not want to be the bearer of this news.
No,
it's okay.
I literally just told you that I'm finally in a perfect relationship with Instagram, and now you're telling me it's unhealthy?
Well, dude, you've never had a long attention span, so you're hearing that from this.
And my husband is going to be so annoyed when I say this, because he's been talking to me about my phone usage for quite some time, right? And he's talked to me about the dopamine brain and like how they're hooking you and all this stuff, because I never signed up for TikTok. So I don't have TikTok, but I do have Instagram and I, you know, get sucked into the mommy Instagram and the Reels and stuff like that.
Same thing, different font.
Yeah. And that's my love language. Like, I'm constantly sending memes and Reels to people. And because it's like, it's the penguin pebbling, right? Like, mm-hmm. this is how I'm showing you my love by giving you my little like real pebbles, right? So listening to you say that about the attention span, I mean, the perfect example popped up in my head as I was in the playroom with Jimmy and we were coloring, right? And because I'm like, we need to cut back on the screen time in this house. And I need to be, I do believe I'm a good mom, but I also think there's areas of improvement. And I think that goes for every mom, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, no, I'm not going to just plop the tablet in front of him, put some Blippi on and me get on my computer and do whatever. We're going to go in the playroom. We're going to sit down and we're going to color. I was in there for maybe 60 seconds mm-hmm. and I was like, is this over?
Yeah,
this is so boring.
True, man.
And then I was like, no. And then I stopped myself and I'm like, I am spending quality time with my child that is like beneficial. And it was just because like my, like again, that attention span, I wasn't getting that same dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I think you're right.
I hate it.
Do you know how I've recommended to anybody that is thinking about quitting drinking, This Naked Mind is the book that you're supposed to, I mean, you will quit drinking if you read it. If you're where Cassie is right now, read Dopamine Nation. Oh my God. And it is the exact same thing. Like, you'll start to understand why you get kind of bummed out if you're not scrolling. And it has everything to do with the dopamine. It's the small chemical hits you're giving yourself. And you'll start to understand how dangerous this is for your kids also. You might just be saying that, but you don't know why you're saying it. Oh, they don't have attention spans. They're not really going out as much. This tells you in very simple terms exactly how dangerous it is and how to get off it. It's called Dopamine Nation.
You're telling all these people with a shortened attention span to read a book?
It's audiobooks.
Find the TikTok summary.
Hey, The Bird Show.